Mohammed El Moghi has been in the hotel business since the 1980s. He started with Omni soon after graduating from St. John's College, where he was a Fulbright scholar. Now he owns the Pyramids Hotel in Allen, half a world away from the country that inspired its name.
We still have connections there. We still have families, relatives, cousins, you know, uncles, and so on and so forth. So yeah, I still, my lifeline is still very attached to Egypt.
El Moghi, his wife, and three kids try to go to Egypt every 5 years. Their last trip was in 2005, but the uneasiness and then revolution has kept them away ever since.
Because the last thing you want to do is go there in the middle of, you know, of havoc. At the end of the day, it's vacation, so you don't want to ruin it for your kids then to go there and be locked in a house all day long.
El Moghi says his children remarked on the welcoming spirit of Egyptians when they visited the last time, so it's been tough for him to see these things happen in his homeland.
Egyptians are typically are very generous people by nature. I mean, I can tell you, you know, you hear of things that I never heard of before growing up, you know, Christians and Muslims and churches being burnt the last 2 days.
But as worried as he is about his relatives, and as much as his heart breaks for the lives lost, he's optimistic and he won't hesitate to go back.
The plan is actually to go there as soon as we feel comfortable that when we go there, we can move freely, that we go back to the Egypt that we're accustomed to, where it doesn't matter what you wear, what you look like, what religion you are. You know, at the end of the day, you're welcome there.
But for now, all El Moghi can do is keep tabs on his loved ones and watch Egypt try and rebuild from afar. Courtney Collins for KERA News.